With mounting trepidation, I watched the coverage of the violence. Two black men shot dead by police officers, five police officers killed in the wake of peaceful protest. In each incident, the question of race was front and center. Black civilians, white cops, dark days. My prayers go out to the families of the police officers who died in what President Obama rightly called a vicious, calculated, and despicable act on law enforcement. But when I think of the deaths of those two black men who were shot by police this week, Alton Sterling of Baton Rouge and Philando Castile of Minnesota, I am especially nervous because in those two men, I see myself. I am a black man, after all, and young black men are 21 times more likely to be shot and killed by the police than their white counterparts. That knowledge, hammered home by shaky cell phone footage and police trials that almost always end in acquittals, has cost me a measure of optimism. But even in the face of a system where black lives are too often snatched away by the very people who should be protecting us, I refuse to give in. I refuse to give up. I reject the urge to resort to violence. Because it's clear to me now that ending violent police interactions goes beyond just protest. It's well past the limits of politics. It is a battle that requires us to stand fast in the strength of our conviction, to stand up for the power of right, and to stand in for leaders who fall by the wayside when the moment calls out for courage. Killing police officers as vengeance for black deaths is wrong. And on that point, in the words of the old Negro spiritual, I shall not be moved. However, no argument can persuade me that the violent spectacle of two white police officers pinning down Alton Sterling and shooting him six times is justified. And on that point, in the words of the old Negro spiritual, I shall not be moved. I was horrified when Philando Castile, a school cafeteria worker who reportedly was licensed to carry a gun in Minnesota, was stopped by police and killed in a car in front of his girlfriend and her four-year-old daughter. Castile's girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, sat next to him in that car, live streaming Castile's dying breaths for all the world to see. And when finally she screamed under the weight of the moment, her daughter was forced to console her. "It's okay," the child says in the video. "I'm right here with you." And like that little girl who showed strength in the midst of anguish, I'm right there with her too. I'll stand until our lives are valued. I'll stand until the shootings stop. I'll stand until justice is done. And in the words of the old Negro spiritual, I shall not be moved. I'm Solomon Jones.